Just a thought. Luke chapter 2, verses 36 to 38. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she, a widow of about 84 years, who departed not from the temple, but served with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, was giving thanks likewise unto the Lord, and was speaking of him to all them who were looking for redemption in Jerusalem. What a godly woman, a godly sister, Anna, whose name means grace. Here is a woman who, no doubt in her youth, had experienced the grace of God, who found grace in the sight of the Lord. She was a prophetess, one who knew the word, the mind of God, and who revealed that mind to the people. The daughter of Phanuel, she knew what it was to spend time in the presence of the Lord. Jacob has said on one occasion, I have seen God face to face and my life is preserved. Anna, no doubt, knew God face to face. Of the tribe of Asher, Asher, which means happy or happiness, to be blessed. A woman of great joy and rejoicing before the Lord. A blessed woman indeed. We are told she was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this is one of the qualifications of a widow. We are told in 1 Timothy 5 to honor widows who are widows indeed, if she has been the wife of one husband. Anna was a widow for some, a widow now being 84 years old, past the allotted lifespan, 70 years, by reason of strength, 80. She'd gone over the 80, and now she is here, desolate, as we are told in 1 Timothy 5, but a godly woman who departed not from the temple. She enjoyed the presence of God, and so she worshipped with fastings and prayers. Again, 1 Timothy 5, we are told, now she who is a widow indeed and desolate trusts in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. This was Anna. She served, she worshipped with fastings and prayers night and day. Coming in that instant, that very moment when Simeon was making his pronouncement, she was giving thanks. Though a widow for so long, here she is giving thanks. In everything, give thanks, we are told. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she was speaking concerning him. What a subject. They that feared the Lord spoke often one to another. Those two went with Emmaus, they were speaking concerning him. He himself drew near. She was speaking concerning him to all them who were looking for redemption in Jerusalem. Simeon was looking for the consolation of Israel. Anna and others were looking for redemption in Jerusalem. The time when the Lord would come and give that deliverance, that release, having paid the ransom price. Beloved, we need men like Simeon. We need women like Anna. Oh, that such features will be seen in us, brothers and sisters alike, to the glory of God, our Savior.